Good afternoon, DGJ Brothers.
Oh, hi, Saul. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How are you doing, Tina?
Hi. I was following up about the account and the past due payment. It looks like we're still having trouble processing it, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
I'm taking you. I'm going to have to call Alex and find out. I believe we were waiting to see if, I don't think that has anything to do with the payment, but that if we look ourselves up on the incident that we find ourselves, because you guys have been doing SEO now for like 4 months, 5 months, and we're still not coming up on the incident here.
The Google business page is verified and live. You have 6 5-star reviews on it, so excellent job there. And let me go into the dashboard and just see.
Not on this page.
So on the dashboard, it's showing over the last 6 months, it says you were found on the first page 547 times. With 245 Google actions, including clicks to
first
your site
page
and clicks.
In what area? Because I'm looking right now. I'm not on the
first page.
I've never been on
Google.
The first page.
It says Spence. Well, your business address is in Spenceport, right?
We hid the business address because we do our work in Buffalo.
Okay. So if you want to show
so
on the.
Times.
Well, even though the address is hidden, that's not a guarantee that you'll show up in Buffalo unless you have an
well,
address
our service
in Buffalo.
Area is Buffalo. We've told you guys that.
Right, right. But with the Google optimization, it's tied into the business address. So it works like a net, if you will, meaning you start where you're logistically located, and then you can spiderweb out into the surrounding areas based on the relevancy. But since Buffalo is, you know, so many hundred miles away, you'd be better off to use a
it's
Buffalo
not
address.
Miles. It's not 100 miles away.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just Googled it. I must have put something else in that was inaccurate. So it's about 50 miles away.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you'd be better off if you could get an address in Buffalo to verify. And Google will reject if it's a P.O. box or a mailbox, et cetera. But if it's a physical address, like a friend or a relative or a colleague that lets you use their address,
we have a
then
we
can...
We have a place that I own that we use as storage for the company at 30 Mall Street. But we told all... I believe we told you guys all this.
30 Mull Street. Let me put that in and see if there's any. How do you spell it? Just M-U-L-L?
M-A-L-S-C-H. Yes.
No, there's no prior notes in here about an address at that we used there, but I can definitely
modify. I told you guys that we use mobile units. We don't actually use that support us as a base or anything. It's just another storage unit. It's where the company had its original address. They also had an original address in New York. And I don't see you guys putting us number one in New York City either. So, I mean, you know, it was always about Buffalo. That's why the word's not getting. I'm wondering why the word's not out yet and why it is that nobody really knows us. And it's because you guys are targeting the wrong area for the past 5 months.
Yeah, it looks like, we have that other address. So, we can, let me ask.
When I told you guys about this, you guys said you would hide the address so that it wouldn't matter. Like,
well,
that was your
address.
I mean, not, maybe not you,
address,
but the people that started us.
Right,
we're gonna,
right.
We're gonna hide your address so that way, it doesn't have nothing to do with, just tell us what your service area is. We told you guys the service area is the surrounding areas of Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. The hiding the address, though, all that would do is it would make it, people ineligible to click on driving directions. But you would still be showing in the area that we have it optimized for, which is Spencerport, you know, and the surrounding areas.
I don't understand why you guys, see, ma'am, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, Gina, but if you guys took our money to optimize Spencerport when we told you guys we're doing our work in Buffalo, then we just paid you 5 months for nothing. Right?
So,
we just did verifications, we just did all that, but now we just lost a whole season working with you guys.
No, because you also have Google Ads and you also have Facebook Ads, and those are all targeted for Buffalo.
All right, so Facebook Ads,
right?
I'm getting lead from is not from you guys. It's from LoopReach that puts out
but
a video.
We are,
as far as
but
Google
we are
Ads, as far as
Facebook
Google
Ads,
though. I've gotten maybe one call in the past 5 months that actually bought something. Everything else is a spam calls. This thoughtful lead from Local Flash, that call that I just got right now, how you got on the phone, everybody's doing that. Everybody's just calling me and trying to sell me something.
Through the tracking
instead of
number,
buying something from me. The optimization is not working. It's been 5 months. Now I'm finding out that you're saying it's been optimized for Spencer Support. I've gotten one phone call from Spencer Support in the past 5 months. So now how good would you say the services are working for us?
Well, I mean, I'm only going by what it's showing on your dashboard, which is 245 Google actions. So I think maybe you've gotten
a
little bit more.
Yeah, those are all spam calls. People trying to sell us more SEO. That's what they were trying to sell us, your job.
Here's what I would recommend then, Saul, is number one, we can update the Google business page to the Buffalo address, and then I can give you a service credit for that portion of the program, which is $149. So rather than owing us $549, it would be just $400. And that $400 gives you a fresh $300 worth of Google ads and a fresh $100 worth of Facebook ads. Now, if you're doing Facebook ads through the other company, you don't need to duplicate it through us. So we could either take that off and that would shave your, Google ads down to just $300, or you could take the Facebook $100 and apply it towards Google ads and you would have $400.
All right, so we're supposed to be Google guaranteed at this point.
Yeah, there's a note on here that actually says that the Google guaranteed, it says that it's ready for activation. Let me see what your activation budget is, because once they collect that, they can turn it on right away. There's no more waiting period. So let me just look here and see. So it's $574. So if you wanted to do that, we could collect the $574.
What do we get for $574?
That equals 13 leads within the month, and it's an activation budget. So what happens is that $574 works like an escrow account where you don't have to take 13 leads. You know, you take as many or as little as you want. But let's say that within the month you only take 5 or 6 leads. Then the next month, you just pay for the 5 or 6 leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket, right? So that's how that activation budget works, but it equals 13 leads within the month.
Okay, so it's just not activated.
Right. Yeah, there's a note here that it's ready to activate, but I guess since the 574 was never collected, that's why they didn't turn it on. So you could do that, too, if you like. You could, you know, maybe put on pause the Google ads and the Facebook ads and the whole nine yards and just activate your budget with the Google guaranteed and take on leads that way, too, you know. But, you know, I would really like to see you get that correct address on the Google business page, you know, and we would get that on a service credit anyway just so that we could do that for you.
So let's do that, and let's cancel the ads right now until I can figure out what Alex did with this card.
Yeah, I think that's smart. Yeah, okay, so the 30 Mall Street, Buffalo, what's the zip code?
14207.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cancel the Google ads and the Facebook ads. The invoice is going to drop down to $149, but I'm going to put a service credit for that, so that invoice is going to be free. And then I'm going to create a new invoice with your activation budget for Google Guaranteed. And as soon as I hit pay, I'll let that department know that I collected the activation budget and we can start the ads. So let me just make that adjustment here with the service credit. if I don't want to cancel that local SEO portion because I want the correct address to be updated, you know, so let me put the service credit on here for $149 billing. So that's an address, even though you use it for storage, that you own, right? It's not like a storage unit that you rent, right?
No, I own the whole house.
Perfect. So then it'll be usable because, you know, it, like I said, they'll reject a
as an empty apartment and everything that we're supposed to be building an office in.
Nice. Okay, good for you. Okay, good, good, good. So. Snows in Buffalo a lot over the winter, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. When my daughter was younger, she got an offer from a college, I think it was called Dominican or something, but they said it was close to Buffalo. And when she looked up, like, the weather and everything, she decided to stay in California. She said it's too cold for her.
Yeah.
Of course, we're weaklings when it comes to, yeah, snow and everything. Like, I know that I used to go for a walk at my lunch. And
maybe you could join in.
Yeah. It would be like maybe 60 or 55 degrees out and windy. And the coworkers would tell me, oh, don't go outside. It's freezing. I said, look, I grew up in Chicago. That's not freezing.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
really
you guys
cold.
Are, yeah, being dramatic. I remember the 27 below wind chill factor and the whole nine yards. So, okay, so I got the service credit on here, so we will be definitely fixing that, and I apologize if, you know, whoever took the information initially, maybe they misunderstood and thought only the ads were running in Buffalo, but either way, we're getting that fixed. And then for the invoice of the activation budget... $574. Okay. And then you said that you wanted to use a different card or you wanted to see what's going on with this card?
I'm
going
to call Alex and find out what happened to the card, and then I got to get back to you guys.
Okay, so let Alex know we have the MasterCard ending in 1349. And so when you call back, if you would use my direct extension, which is 777, then it'll come back to me. If you hit redial, you'll go to the call center, and then it, you know, they'll just have to reroute it back to me. And then do you get text messages at this number ending in 7036?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll send you a text with my direct line, too. That way you don't have to write it down or anything, just so you have it. And if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.